The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, PostLaunch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and PostLaunch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. PostLaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. PostLaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with PostLaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131, or go to postlaunch.co.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Okay, so I have an announcement. As of September 8th, my program will go to a Monday program. So I'm going to call it Mystic Mondays. I did a little minor research on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook and asked the question, which day would you most likely to be tuned in if I picked one day of the week? And my most popular days here on the program are Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. So the majority of the folks said Mondays. So we're going with Mystic Mondays as of September 8th. I'll still be doing a daily radio program until then. So keep that in mind for between now and, say, September 8th. All right, I'm going to go. I always choose a card of the day. Is there a vibration of the day? So I'm choosing that right now. The vibration of the day is how do you handle surprises? And it should be, in my opinion, a response, not a reaction. So what I'm seeing here in this card of the day talks about chaos, surprises, and how you handle them. Remember the idea of responding, not reacting. Responding where you know you have power, and doing your best to not exact blame toward the circumstances. There's a reason that the surprise has been presented to you, and you need to look at it that way. All right, I'm going to go right to calls. I have somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is, I'm so glad you gave the card of the day, because I had a police officer stop me yesterday, and he wrote a ticket, and he lied on the ticket. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh, awful.
Well, you know, it's a surprise. You just said, I mean, all I did was call my lawyer. I have an appointment, so he's going to take care of everything for me. But, you know, I had to. What's the word I'm looking for? You have to accept responsibility. And then, you know, I was just looking to spirit to, you know, understand what's going on. Am I thinking the wrong way? You know, and I don't want to feel sorry for myself. I just,
right.
I want to think positive, you know,
right.
Because for a while I was, you know, feeling sorry for myself. Like, you know, God, come on, can I get a good week? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what's your question for me today?
Okay, my question is, I guess, is it going to get better?
Well, okay, you got to remember, and before I actually turn cards over for you here, the answer to that is yes, as soon as you decide the things that are meant for you and the things that are not meant for you. As soon as you recognize the things that are meant for you and the things that are not meant for you. And the quicker you can let go of the things not meant for you, the quicker your life starts turning around. And you are kind of a no-no, I can do it myself kind of gal. So it's really hard for you to let people help you. It's just, and I'm going to repeat that, it's really hard for you to let people help you.
Yes.
So having said that, I want you to sit down and think about the number of people that have offered to help you over the last, say, 10 weeks. And it may be time to take them up on those offers, because what I'm seeing in the cards here is that you need to heal yourself from this feeling of being stressed. Now, I want to tell you, one of my favorite CDs is by Eckhart Tolle. It's called The Power of Now. And it's a CD that you listen to. You don't listen to it in the car. You actually listen to it when you're quiet, just sitting there in the living room or in your family room or even in your bedroom, and you just listen to the CD. And it talks about putting yourself right here in the moment, because this moment, this one, right this second, right this nanosecond, is the only one we have power. And the reason why I think that my radio program and my business is a success is that when I'm visiting with somebody, I'm right in the moment, not thinking about anybody else, not thinking about what I'm going to do for lunch today. I'm not thinking about anything but the person I'm concentrating on. And with you, what I'm getting is that this clear, pure, undivided attention focused to the moment is exactly what's going to pull you away from this feeling of being stressed.
Okay.
Because you keep beating yourself up, Kimberly, about all the things that you think you haven't done in life.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can beat you up like you can. You're really good at that. And what I'm seeing in your cards here is that take that energy and put it into action that's going to benefit you. And, you know, sometimes the best action in the world is going for a walk. And I know that sounds like the simplest thing, but that accomplishes a couple of things. It keeps you in pretty good shape. It allows you to work off stress. It actually gives you something to do, right? So
yes.
I tell people that. When you don't know what to do, go for a walk. And one of the things that I want to suggest to you is that when you find your mind getting all worried and all messed up like it does, okay, because, again, no one can beat you up like you can, is that I want you to come up with four key words, okay, just four words that describe the ideal life for you. And those four words I want you to be able to say as you're taking a step when you go for your walk, all right? Mine are love, health, success, prosperity, in that order. So as I'm walking and as my foot hits the ground, I say love. As my next foot hits the ground, I say health. The next foot that hits the ground is success, and the next foot that hits the ground is prosperity. Love, health, success, prosperity. And I use that as I'm walking. It's sort of like my little word theme song. And it makes all the difference in the world. When you find yourself getting into that monkey mind, you can release that by coming up with some key phrases or affirmations for yourself that allow you to stop thinking in that stinking thinking sort of vibration and into the hopeful vibration, which is always the one that draws to you what you want.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Okay. Gotta go. Thanks for
all
calling.
Right. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Later. Bye.
All right.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question?
I'm calling about my husband. So I'm trying to find out if there's anything that we can do to help him.
Well, that's an interesting question. Okay. There's a card here that talks about him being released from an addiction, that there is something that he is addicted to, whether it's an actual substance, an activity, group of people, a mindset. There's an addiction that he's stepping away from, all right? Do you recognize that?
Not really, but it could be some medication maybe he's taking.
Okay. What it's saying is that, and it could be the whole idea of being mentally addicted to bad health.
Yes.
There are some people, that when they find themselves in the spiral of not feeling well, they tend to perpetuate it by keep talking about it, they keep acting on it. What this is saying is the only way, and by the way, it's saying here that your marriage will actually thrive as a result of going through this. You have the most successful card, and it's talking about the next 3 weeks are incredibly important. And is there a doctor's appointment tomorrow on the 21st?
No, there's one on Monday, but who knows, we might end up going to the doctor again tomorrow.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that there's a part of your psyche, Debbie, that needs to not agree with his illness.
Okay.
Instead, as you're talking to him, as you're looking at him, as you're viewing him, I want you to view him as a powerful spiritual being, all right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that this is saying is that the more you can give him to look forward to, the more likely he will take responsibility for getting better.
Okay.
I'm going to also give you the most simple thing to do. And it's going to sound very strange, but I'm going to give this to you as a way for you and your husband to start going with this vibration. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Go to the store today and get yourself some bottles of distilled water. All right?
Okay.
Now, nothing I tell you takes the place of a physician, but I'm telling you that this is a spiritual vibration that you can do that's going to be really helpful. So you take get yourself three bottles. You're going to get more down the road, but 3 gallon jugs of distilled water, all right? On the outside of the jug of water, I want you to write the words vibrant health.
Okay.
Vibrant health with a Sharpie. Okay, write those words on the outside of that bottle. And that's the only water that you and your husband drink, is this vibrant health water. Now, then I want you to look up on the internet a movie called What the Bleep Is It All About, or something like that. There is a study by a Japanese man and the forming of crystals from water that have been marked with certain words. All right? Ones that are, and what it shows is how the water vibrates to the words that it's attached to. Like if you look at the frozen crystals for the word love, they're absolutely gorgeous. If you look at the frozen crystals for the word evil, they are disturbing. So one of the things I want, and people can do this for a variety of things. They can put new job on the bottle of water. They can put love, to draw love into their life. But right now, the most important thing that you need to concentrate on is vibrant health. So What I want you to do is I want you to start drinking the Vibrant Health water. And when you run out of water, go get a couple more jugs of distilled water and write the words Vibrant Health, all right? The other thing is that you need to treat your husband like he's your absolute best friend. And you need to talk to him like he is going to get better, like he is that, in other words, you have to help him believe that he can get better.
Okay.
All right. But I would recommend that. I would also recommend that whatever your doctor is telling you to do, do it, and that the paleo diet is probably going to be the best kind of eating regimen that you can get on, which eliminates dairy and starch out of your diet.
Right.
Okay.
I've been wondering if he needed that.
Well, the thing is the last thing in the world that he needs to be eating is junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he seems to crave it, it's the last thing in the world he needs to be eating. He needs to be eating nuts and berries and apples and grass-fed meat and vegetables. He needs to be eating those things. Because what I'm getting is that if you can just, in the next 3 weeks, put him on a regimen of that, in other words, go through all the cupboards and get rid of anything that looks like a piece of junk food or starch.
Okay.
And do that as soon as, after you go to the grocery store and get your distilled water, and then something healthy for dinner and maybe lunch, go through everything in your cupboard and literally throw away chips, bread, rice, instant potatoes, Doritos, anything that is incredibly unhealthy.
Okay.
Get it out of your kitchen. And
okay.
Instead, stock it with berries and apples and fresh meats. Avoid the dairy.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that he will actually start feeling better within the first week after you start doing this.
Okay.
But the thing is, and the most important thing is that, two things, is that he needs to make sure that he's taking care of himself and has a positive attitude, and you need to keep speaking to him as though he's going to get better.
That one I need to do, for sure.
Yeah, but you can't keep agreeing with the fact he's sick. You have to say, well, okay, you're feeling bad right now, but I know you're going to feel better. We're going to change the way we're eating. I'm going to do it with you.
Okay.
And look up the paleo diet on the Internet. All right,
okay.
My friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 505 area code. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi. This is Patricia. Hi.
Hi, Patricia. What's your question?
So I started a new relationship. It's been a little over a month now. And
uh-huh.
I'm just wondering how you see it and if there's any baby involved.
Okay. Patricia, I have a couple of really interesting cards, and when they come together, it makes me need to ask the question, has your boyfriend ever been in jail?
No, that I know of.
Okay, there's a card here that talks about, if it doesn't talk about jail, then it talks about a guy that needs a lot of freedom and is having a really, really big struggle connecting in a relationship because of a past relationship.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. He was married like 30 years and, yeah. He doesn't want to, yeah, totally.
Okay, see, and this is saying that you want a baby, but he does not.
Actually, it's the other way around, but okay. All right.
Well, that's what it's saying, is that this is saying that he wants the relationship with you, but he doesn't want the responsibility connected with a relationship with you, which is a weird thing for me to say. In other words, he wants it to be all fun and games, but he doesn't want it to get too serious.
That makes sense, okay.
Okay, but I would not at all get pregnant if I were you.
Okay.
All right, okay. Don't believe that when he says that he's interested in having a baby. Don't believe it.
Okay.
All right, my friend, that's what it says. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks for you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lisa. How are you doing?
Hi, Lisa.
Today?
What's your question?
Today is a great day for our new home. We're finalizing paperwork. We're just having that set. Yay! The loan seems to be going through very well with the military, but the seller's broker is just being a little stinker. Do you see any other obstacles?
Okay, remember, now, if I recall your call from before, you were the one that had to post something on Yelp in order to get him to get his attention.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is that part of the reason why he's being a little distant is that, by the way, everything's going to close, everything's going to be fine. I'm not worried about that at all. That's how. But you're right. The guys that you're dealing with right now are dicks.
Yes.
So the less you can deal with them, the better. Part of the reason they're being so icky with you is that you kind of caught them. You caught them in something. You pulled them up by the short hairs. And they didn't expect you to be. So the thing is the fact that they're being to you right now, it actually doesn't surprise me. Because they thought they could get away with something.
They thought I was just a girl who didn't know anything about contracts or building.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And the thing is they underestimated you, and they're a little pissed at themselves for doing that.
Good.
So, you know what? don't take it personally, because this is saying that it all closes really well. I hope that you ended up buying the homeowner's insurance and that you had something connected with the water checked.
Yes, actually, it was fantastic you mentioned that, because the sewage, there's a T-line, it was cracked and it was missed by the original plumber. I did what you said and got a home inspection. I paid the extra $300 for it and told them that I wanted the home insurance. And they were like, oh, it's all been changed. Well, when they said it was changed 10 years ago. It's a problem now. And they were going to give us a $5,000 credit. And we had a year to use it. Now they're like, oh, no, you got to use it before we sign it. And I'm like, you know what? No. I got it verbal. I got you on recording. This is when it's going to lay out. And they were, the seller, even my broker was mad at me. And I was like, you guys, stop. This is what I want. You want to sell it to me? Get it done. And so,
well,
you got to
remember,
thank you for the confirmation.
Here's the thing, is that you not only did you bring up the seller by the short hairs, you brought up the broker by the short hairs. So here's, yes they really can't wait to get rid of you. So at this point, bless their heart, I mean, at this point, they're going to do whatever they can to get you away from them. So, all right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Bless
you. See you later. Okay. Hey, email me a picture of the house when you officially have it.
You betcha.
Okay, see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 205 area code. Hello, 205. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Sean.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Sean.
Oh, hey, Sharon. What's your question?
My question is, I want to know, what do you see surrounding my current pregnancy?
Let's see. Well, you actually have the pregnancy card here. That's kind of interesting. It's saying that always cracks me up when that happens. There's a very intuitive connection to this pregnancy for you, with you. And what it's saying is that it may have been a lot of hard work to actually get pregnant.
Right.
And I'm telling you that the psychic connection that you have with this child is incredible. Are you due in the next 7 weeks?
I think it'd be more like, I'm 12 weeks now, so maybe 7 months.
Oh, okay. I got the 7 here. That's why I'm, you know what? This looks very good, very successful, a lot of hard work to get to where you are, but now you're here. And it's absolutely essential that you give yourself a lot of calm time.
Okay.
And play your belly classical music.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I'm not worried.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from 786 area code. Hello, 786. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
Well, I to ask about a significant relationship if you see it coming.
Yes, but not till it's saying that there's something you need to do between now and the end of October. It's saying that your power month for romance is actually November. That there's something you need to take care of. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's to finally let go of that last relationship where he was such a dick to you, or if you just want to get in better shape and feel more vibrant health-wise between now and the end of October. But it's saying that there's something you need to concentrate on between now and the end of October, and that November is your big power month for romance.
I think it's both.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I think it's working on both of those things.
Oh, okay. Well, then here's the thing, is don't rush it, because the right relationship is worth the wait. I have to tell you, I didn't meet the guy I married till I was in my 30s.
Well, I mean, I've been really concentrating on thinking of what I need to do and heal myself, and I've been celibate. I made a promise to myself that I'm not doing anything until I find a person that I truly believe is right for me and has my best interest in heart. So, I
well,
have been,
you know what? You're absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing here is that these next 10 weeks is about you. One of the things that I like to suggest to people when they don't know what to do, and I mean, I told the gal at the beginning of the program today that, you know, when you're stressed, go for a walk, because the thing is that going for a walk solves a lot of things. You're doing something, for starters. You're making yourself feel better. You're exercising your muscles. You're doing all these things that just all the way around make you feel better. What I'm saying to you is almost the same thing, is that when you don't know what to do, do things that prepare you to be more successful. And that may be, and I mean successful in all areas of your life, feeling more vibrant health-wise, learning a new skill that's connected with your career, like maybe public speaking or wine tasting, maybe even dancing, doing things that actually allow you to be way more well-rounded. So when someone asks you, what do you do for fun, you could actually list a variety of different things. Oh, you know, I do dancing, I paint, I do some beading sometimes. There are things that you can list that actually make you sound more interesting.
You're right about that.
Here's the thing is that your life is not supposed to be defined by the person you're in a relationship with. Your life is supposed to be defined by what you do to occupy your time that makes you, much more depth. Because, you know, I see a lot of women out there that all they want is a relationship. That's all they want is a relationship. And they keep calling me. I want a relationship. That's all I want. I want a relationship. Well, the thing is that guys, in my opinion, don't want a relationship with somebody that the only thing they want, that person wants in their life is them. Because most guys that I know like to have a life outside of a relationship. That doesn't involve cheating or anything. It's just they like to have activities and interests that are also outside of the relationship. I just looked at the time. I have to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be back live tomorrow. Remember, my radio program is of September 8th goes to Monday mornings at 9. But I'll be telling you more about that later, and we'll talk again tomorrow at 9.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. 0461 or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.